This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Allison. President Bush today continued his tour of the Middle East in Dubai, the crown jewel of the United Arab Emirates. He toured the Cosmopolitan Banking Center, took in some cultural events, and met with some of Dubai's top entrepreneurs. Bush told the group of Arab businessmen that America, quote, respects you, we respect your religion, and we want to work together for the sake of freedom and peace, end quote. Bush has also used his trip to the Gulf to rail against Iran. Speaking yesterday in Abu Dhabi, Bush urged Persian Gulf allies to join the U.S. in confronting what he called the danger posed by Iran. Here's a bit from his speech where he spoke directly to the Iranian people.
You have a right to live under a government that listens to your wishes, respects your talents, and allows you to build better lives for your families. Fortunately, your government denies you these opportunities and threatens the peace and stability of your neighbors.
President Bush heads to Saudi Arabia later today, then he's off to Egypt before heading back to Washington Wednesday. GOP presidential candidates are giving one last push today in Michigan before that state's primary tomorrow. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was born and raised in Michigan and is hoping to secure a win there after coming in second place in both Iowa and New Hampshire. Meanwhile, Arizona Senator John McCain is looking for another win after his comeback in New Hampshire. Both Michigan frontrunners have talked about the need to rebuild Michigan's economy, which has struggled for a long time. Here's McCain speaking in Howell, Michigan yesterday.
And I know how difficult it's been. I don't know it as well as some of the people here, but I do know that we've been through very tough times. But I believe that Michigan can lead this nation in this new green technology economy.
The main Democratic contenders are skipping Michigan's contest tomorrow because that state's Democratic Party violated rules by scheduling its primary early. And Atonement and Sweeney Todd may have won the Golden Globes last night for Best Drama and Best Comedy or Musical, respectively. But over the weekend, the box office was all about The Bucket List. The film starring Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman as terminally ill cancer patients bounced from number 23 last week to the number one spot this weekend, bringing in about $19.5 million. National Treasure: Book of Secrets dropped to fourth after 3 weeks in the top spot. Ice Cube's new release First Sunday came in second place, followed by up-and-comer Ellen Page in Juno. And finally today, NFL playoffs continued yesterday, and there were two dramatic upsets. The New York Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys 21-17, and the San Diego Chargers edged out the Indianapolis Colts 28-24. The New England Patriots take on the Chargers next weekend, and the Giants battled Green Bay Packers in the conference championship round. The winners of those games go to the Super Bowl 2 weeks later. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Allison. And don't I know it.
You know, I was just talking to Dan Pashman, our intrepid producer,
yes,
who was like near bliss this morning over the Giants win. He said he was watching yesterday with a pregnant friend,
yes,
and it was so dramatic that they were kind of afraid they might have to go to the emergency room.
She might have to go into labor. It was a big day. Hey, Rachel, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.